And as he spoke, he drew himself up tall in his stirrups and pulled his visor down over his forehead. Dorotea realized that everyone but Sancho Panza was making fun of Don Quixote. "Sir Knight," she said, eager to join the merriment, "see that you don't forget the boon your worship granted me. No other adventure, no matter how pressing, should take precedence over the task you promised me." "I shall be still, my lady," replied Don Quixote, "and restrain the anger that has justly risen in my heart. But in exchange for my good will, I will beg you to reveal the nature of your troubles, as well as on whom and why and on how many I am to take due, complete, and satisfactory revenge." "I shall be glad to," Dorotea replied, settling comfortably into her saddle and clearing her throat as she prepared to tell her tale. Cardenio and the barber moved closer so they could hear what sort of story she would manage to concoct, and so did Sancho Panza, who had fallen for her ruse as completely as his master.